At a two-day summit in Brussels, which ends on Friday, EU leaders agreed to set up a joint banking supervisory body to oversee banks in Eurozone member states. They also approved a plan to boost growth in the bloc and agreed on a roadmap towards fiscal union in the Eurozone. Czech officials, who initially expressed concern over proposals that the new banking authority should also supervise banks in countries outside the monetary union, seem content with the summit's outcome. Jan Richter has more.
Ahead of the EU summit in Brussels, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said Czechs would not throw a spanner in the works of the Eurozone, although some of the proposed measures could present a considerable risk for the Czech Republic. Mr. Nečas was talking about plans to establish a European banking supervisory body, which some officials, including the governor of the Czech Central Bank, thought could weaken the position of the national supervisor. But the summit decided that the planned banking authority will only supervise banks in Eurozone countries, which for Czechs will not change the status quo, despite the fact that nearly all Czech banks are owned by banks based in the Eurozone. An analyst for the Czech branch of the Raiffeisen Bank, Pavel Mertlík, explains that Czech banks are already under de facto supervision by both the Czech National Bank and the financial authorities in the countries of their mother companies.
For example, in our case, Raiffeisen Bank, our key investor is Raiffeisen Bank International in Austria, which is supervised by the Austrian Financial Sector Authority. And the supervision also tackles the development in the Czech chapter of Raiffeisen SA. And this is common practice for today. So if there are no big differences in the regulatory principles of the new future common supervisory authority and the current practices of the national supervisors, and I don't think that there could be any, because it's all based on the Basel rules, which are uniform elsewhere. So I don't think that this is a really big difference.
Leaders of 27 EU nations also agreed to use the Eurozone's rescue funds to bail out struggling banks directly, without having to go through the budgets of the individual states. That should help lower the borrowing cost for some of the troubled Eurozone members, such as Italy and Spain. The summit also approved a 120 billion euro pro-growth package, including a 10 billion boost for the European Investment Bank, to which the Czech Republic will contribute 76 million euro. In another significant move, the summit backed a plan to create a European Treasury, which would have an authority over the budgets of individual Eurozone countries. The 10-year plan should put in place tighter rules and foster a fiscal union in the Eurozone, a move championed by German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Jan Richter there. This is Radio Prague.